The president is on a working visit to Ethiopia, responding to an invitation extended to him by His Excellency Abiy Ahmed, the Prime Minister of Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. And that is what he is going for. There's no scheduled meeting between him and Machar, because there is no reason for meeting Machar in Addis anymore.
And when do we expect the president to honor the invitation of the Prime Minister of Ethiopia?
The president will travel next week on Wednesday, the 1st of August. He will be traveling to Ethiopia.
Okay, and we also do understand that there has been this initiative for the president and Dr. Machar to meet face-to-face so that they can iron out those outstanding issues hindering the implementation of the agreement.
There is nothing to be ironed out by the president and Machar outside Cuba. Machar is free to come to Cuba because the agreement, the revitalized agreement, highlights all the details about what ought to be done. What ought to be done in the sessions that are clearly given in the agreement. So there's no renegotiation of agreement in Addis. And therefore, Machar should come to Cuba and meet the president. Because he should, according to the agreement, be the designated first vice president according to the agreement that was signed. So he should come to Cuba.
Meaning this expected face-to-face meeting might not happen as the president travels.
No. The president is traveling for a working visit. So it has no connection at all with meeting the opposition leader outside the country. The agreement is stipulated that all the parties that signed the agreement should have their advance team in Juba, and Machar advance team is in Juba, and therefore there's no reason why Machar should not be in Juba to meet the president, if he's willing to meet the president.
What should be the main reason for the president to be invited then to Addis if he's not going to meet the opposition leader?
It's bilateral, yeah. The relationship between Ethiopia and South Sudan is not based on Machar being met in Addis. The relationship between Ethiopia and South Sudan are actually larger than just meeting opposition leaders there. So the president is on working visit, as I told you, and it has no connection with meeting anyone.